93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. That was Steve Miller Band. Dog and Joe Show. Joe's still out, so it is Dog and Dana, the Double D edition today. Hopefully Joe's back tomorrow for a Lick Us a Win Wednesday. Dana's going to post this up at both social pages. You got to see this. I know not a lot of people use the mail or the U.S. Postal Service anymore to send stuff, but a lot of people still get their bills, their mail, mm-hmm. their junk. And what the Postal Service is going to do, they got 6 prototype vehicles. Okay, and what they want to do is bring their fleet of mail vans into the modern era. So what they have are 6 different companies, 6 different prototypes that they're going to use. They're going to drive each of them for 6 months to see which they like best, and then they're going to pick one. You have got to see this parcel packing pacer piece of crap they're thinking about going with. It is the ugliest thing you've ever seen on the road, and it's not even American made, even though it's made it an American plant. It is a Indian, meaning Eastern Indian, company called Mahindra. And I know nobody cares about this, but Mahindra builds a lot of like low budget tractors and a lot of that type of stuff. And I believe they build quite a few cars and stuff in India and other countries. They've been selected as the front runner of these 6 prototype vehicles. Look at this thing. It is ugly. It is absolutely awful. And they've got 7 different photos. You can see the side-by-side and all that. And I know a lot of people are like, well, so what? As long as it gets our mail here and we can open it up and pay our bills, who cares? Well, you should care because you're going to be passing these things. You're going to be seeing these things all over. And what they are is eyesores.
What's wrong with the normal?
Well, the big thing is they're outdated, and most of them don't have air conditioning. And even if they do have primitive air conditioning, they don't stay that cool. Because they're big and they're metal, you know, and they say that postal, you've heard the term, Dana, going postal.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's because it's hot, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're going to try to give them a modernized, more fuel efficient, more AC friendly vehicle that can meet all their needs. The other ones are just old. The post office, I guess, thinks if they update their fleet, people will like them more. It's not going to happen.
But doesn't UPS still have the open door, you know, vehicle without air conditioning
and
stuff,
a lot of UPS vehicles do not have. I think some of the smaller, like the vans and some of the stuff they use do.
But I'm thinking of the big trucks that are always delivering.
Yeah, I think a lot of those do not have AC. Yeah. So I don't know why they wouldn't just buy a van, you know, a normal Ford or Chevy or Dodge van. I don't know why they're looking at this little thing, but you got to see it. It's freaking ugly. So I ask you this, Dana, could you do a final four? Could you come up with, we only need 3, could you come up with the ugliest vehicles of all time?
Yes.
You could?
I think so.
Okay. 766-9370. Check the photos out of this. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but it looks like it's going to. This new postal carrier van. And then give us your final 4. We only need 3. Ugliest cars of old time. Coming up, more cash. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.